With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's military releasing video of weapons stockpiles. It says its troops found in a Gaza hospital used by Hamas as a terrorist base. A search of the compound has also led to the discovery of the bodies of two hostages, a 19-year-old Israeli soldier and a 65-year-old civilian killed by the terrorists. The dire humanitarian situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate. Now, aid agencies have had to suspend deliveries of supplies meant for civilians.
For the first time in the war, this week Israel allowed a small amount of fuel into Gaza for UN vehicles, but not for telecoms firms, hospitals, or water and sewage pumping. UN officials warn they can't work.
If the fuel does not come in, people will start to die because of the lack of sewer. Now, exactly as from when, I don't know, but it will be rather soon than later.
And the UN says that from today, no humanitarian aid will be able to enter Gaza from the Rafah crossing because of the lack of fuel.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Also at SRNnews.com, three of the top four Republican presidential candidates will be on hand at a Christian-sponsored event in Iowa later today.
It's called the Thanksgiving Family Forum, and it's sponsored by The Family Leader, an influential Christian organization. Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy will participate in this afternoon's Des Moines, Iowa event. It's billed as a friendly and open discussion about the issues most important to evangelical Christians. Donald Trump was invited, but is not expected to attend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The suspect is among the four people dead following a shooting in a mobile home park in Mentor, Ohio. It's about 20 miles east of Cleveland. On Wall Street, the Dow down 26 points. This is SRN News. The Church of England moves another step closer to allowing gay marriage.
The General Synod has approved special prayers of blessing for same-sex civil unions, passing the motion on to the House of Bishops. House of Clergy spokesman Kate Wharton calls the prayers, quote, pastorally irresponsible, practically irresponsible, theologically irresponsible, and collegially irresponsible. Nevertheless, it is expected that the bishops of England's state church will begin blessing civil unions next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Michigan Department of Civil Rights filing a charge of discrimination against a Christian hair salon owner. Christine Geiger of Studio 8 Hair Lab in Traverse City posted on social media that men living as women are not welcome at her business. An administrative law judge will now oversee a hearing and issue a recommendation. The Civil Rights Commission will then have the final say in a ruling on the matter. This is SRN News. Some parts of the country seeing a sharp rise in RSV infections.
RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, is a common cause of mild cold-like symptoms. It can be dangerous for the young, infants, and the old. The CDC says RSV cases are nearly filling emergency rooms in Georgia, Texas, and other states. At Cook County Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas, doctors say kids are sicker than they've been in previous years, with more in need of oxygen. The Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Hospital System is in surge mode. The CDC is releasing more doses of a new RSV shot for newborns. It also says virus cases are already peaking in some states and overall are only half as high as they were 1 year ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
There will be no partial government shutdown at midnight. President Biden has signed a short-term spending bill to keep the government going into the new year. More details at SRNnews.com.